In the summer of 1998, the Magic Hour debuted with high expectations and a marquee name, basketball legend Magic Johnson. It was envisioned as a fresh and unique late-night talk show, meant to bring a more inclusive, energetic flavor to a landscape then dominated by Jay Leno and David Letterman. With Johnson's charisma, a rotating slate of celebrity guests, and a house band led by Sheila E., Fox hoped to score big with younger, diverse audiences. This is TV Casualty, the Magic Hour. But from its very first episode, it was clear that the Magic Hour was struggling to find its rhythm. Johnson, though endlessly likable and magnetic on the court, appeared uncomfortable in the host's seat. His interviews were often awkward, his delivery stiff, and the show's pacing uneven. The format seemed to oscillate between a traditional late-night setup and a variety hour, never quite settling on a consistent identity. Even with high-profile guests like Will Smith, Whitney Houston, and Tupac Shakur's mother Afeni, the show couldn't overcome the growing perception that Johnson was in over his head. Critics were harsh, and ratings quickly slipped. Fox, scrambling to salvage the concept, brought in comedian Craig Shoemaker to assist with monologues and tighten up the show's humor. But even with these changes, the central problem remained. Magic Johnson was not a seasoned television host. The network's gamble on his stardom translating seamlessly into late-night charisma had not paid off. A particularly brutal moment came when Howard Stern appeared on the show, using his guest spot to openly mock Johnson and the program itself. Though Johnson tried to take it in stride, the segment underscored how vulnerable the show had become in the public eye. It was no longer just a struggling talk show. It had become a punchline. Just 2 months after its premiere, the Magic Hour was canceled. Magic Johnson later admitted that the experience had been humbling, noting that hosting a talk show was far more difficult than it appeared. Despite its failure, the show remains a notable footnote in television history, a bold but ultimately misguided attempt to shake up the late-night status quo with a beloved sports icon at the helm.